Not in a good that issue baseline. Not in Sparsha, the Indian of issue baseline bow. Let's get a little deeper in the Kuda of the Indian of the issue baseline. We see that Bechlal in Sefer Shmoyis has a lot to do with the bias. It says, Vayas lehem botim, the scha, Shifan Pua, the scha, with botte kohun and botte levi and botte malchus. What's the Indian of the bottom? Bias of Leviya, bias of Malchus. What's the middle connected middle? The middle connected middle that they took care of the kids. Middle connected middle that they kept the kids alive. They didn't kill the children. That's why by asked Lehem Batim. What's the meaning of the Batim? When it came out by Yitzis Mitzrayim, when they made the Korban Pesach, it says Sela Beis Ovos, Sela Bais. Sela was a Sela Beis Ovos and was a Sela Bais. Again, what's the Indian? Why does that have to be a sale of bias? What's the doggish over here of the bias? And the Indian is that says, Le toyu bara le sheves etzora. The Rebbe Shlom created the world, and the world should be Yishuv. Yishuv o'ilam. Yishuv o'ilam. The Rebbe Shlom wants this world to be Yishuv o'ilam. The only ones that are Oisek and the Bechina of Yishuv o'ilam are Klal Yisrael. In other words, the first mitzvah of the Torah is a mitzvah of Puruvu. The mitzvah of Puruvu is Le toyu bara le sheves etzora. Mitzrayim is the beginning of Erebus Aretz. Erebus Aretz means that Mitzrayim is the etzem makom of Toyu Bavoy Bechosh. Because Erebus is the opposite of the keem of the mitzvah. It's like Toyu Bavoy Bechosh Yitzorah. And Mishpacha, that's the keem of Puruvu. Mishpacha is the keem. Mishpacha means a bias. A bias means when it says Sela Beis Oves. Sela Bias means Mishpacha, big Mishpacha. Sela Bias. And Mishpacha is the keem. Mishpacha is the keem of the mitzvah. Keeping the world in Yeshiv. Klal Yisrael is in the Yashiv of the world. Klal Yisrael is in the Yashiv of the world. The Rebbe Shlom says, "Puruvu milus aretz v'kivshu." Whoever's in the Yashiv of the world, it's their world. Yaakov and Esav divided. Esav took all of Hazeh, and Yaakov took all of the Hazeh. Esav is a Ritzeach. Esav is Mezamen. It's the opposite of Yashiv Olam. He claims the world is his, but there's no Yishuv Olam over there. Klal Yisrael, Yaakov Avinu is the Bechelo Bayis. Yaakov Korel Bayis. Avraham, Yitzchak Korel. So the Yaakov Korel Bayis. Yaakov Avinu is the one that was Mamed HaMishpacha. Yaakov is the one that was Mamed HaMishpacha. Yaakov is the one who came to be the Yashuv Olam. For Yaakov, the world was a Bechelo of Bechelo's Toyev Olam. There's no Bayis. The Bayis means a Mishpacha, means a Yishuv Olam. Person is Yishuv Adas, it's Miyushuv. If he's got a bias, then he's Miyushuv. He's Miyashuv Oilam, that's the Indian of Mishpacha. That's the Indian of Mishpacha, of Yishuv Oilam. Mitzrayim was Erev HaSaret, so it's a Mokum of Toyev Oilam. Klal Yisrael coming to a world, that's why the first Rashi in the Torah, first letter of the Torah we always talk about is Bereishis, which is the base, which is bias. And bias, Bereishis means the Bereishis of the world, the Shorish of the world is to make a bias. That's the first mitzvah for Purim. Why? Because the Oretz is Toyu Bavoy B'Choshe. And Hashem created the word Loi Toyu Bavoy. Hashem is its own. So therefore, it has to be a bias. And the bias, you're Mishtel Toif, you set up a family, you set up a Mishpacha. The bias is a Mishpacha of children. And that's a Yumi Yashav the Oilam. If you're not Miyashav the Oilam, that's the Mabu. The Mishpacha destroyed the world. This meaning of the Amin Mishain Amino, Patishachis Oretz, which is Kerry, Znus, and all the Hepach of the Indian of Yishuv Olam, Sakashvach, who destroyed the world with the marble. But the Ketachnas Olam is that the world should be a Miyushuv the world. Hashem took Eden Adam to the Midbar, that's from Klal Yisrael. Midbar is a Mokim of Toyev Avoyim. Klal Yisrael Miyashiv the world. Klal Yisrael Miyashiv the Midbar. Klal Yisrael Miyashiv the Midbar. Miyashav means that Klal Yisrael and Mice are the ones which are who's Miyashav of the world. Puruvu min ha'aretz v'kivshuha. So they're the ones, the Mice, and the Indian of the Torah, the Shabbos Yitzhar. Klal Yisrael represent the Indian of the Bais. So Meila, therefore, so the first Rashi in the Torah was going to come and say that we stole it from them, we koivish it from them, we conquered it from them. Kashbocha answers, no. He gave us, why did that Kashbocha give us? Kashbocha gave us because Puruvu milus arts for Kishua. How do we koivish? Because we're the ones who miyashiv the world. So Mitzrayim, which is the kind of hepach yishuv oilam, that's the ghetto of Mitzrayim. They don't belong in the Yishuv. We know that there's a Yishuv and there's a Yam. It's called the Yam and the Yishuv. So the Tzrayim drowned in the Yam. They're not people of the Yishuv. Because it was an Erebus Oretz. They're not people of the Yishuv. They're the people of Toyev Ahoyim. Meila Choshech. Toyev Ahoyim Choshech. Hashem Baruch Hu made the Tzrayim Toyev Ahoyim Choshech. And then he took the Tzrayim and threw them into the Yam. They're not Anshei Yishuv. Klal Yisrael are such Anshei Yishuv. The Hashem Baruch Hu took them to a Mokum Daka Toyev Ahoyim Choshech. And then there the Hashem Baruch Hu is a Yashuv them. And there in a Mokum Eretz Lo Zeruah, they were the Yashuv of the world. And that's a Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael represent those who are bringing the world, the Yishuv Oilam, to the Tikkun. So that's the end of you see that Yaakov, you know, when he came down to Mitzrayim, the Ma'aseh office was that it says Vayerech Zavah Vayifu Vayir B'Meyoyde at the end of Parashas Vayigash. Vayerech Zavah Vayifu Vayir B'Meyoyde, which means that Yaakov is bringing the world to a Tikkun. Yosef Tzadik is Midas Ha'Yisod. Yosef Tzadik is the middle of Purvu, the middle of Tikkun Ha'Yisod. He was sent down, and they were Miyash and Mitzrayim. Anyway, they came into Mitzrayim. We are the ones who are the Anshei Yishuv. So Mitzrayim was scared that we were going to be Kovish from them. And we're going to take over because we are Anshei. They don't deserve a land. We're not Anshei Yishuv. They're not people from the Yishuv. It's the Erebus Oretz. It's the opposite of the Anshei Yishuv. So therefore, Parim came out with a gzeira. He didn't want us to become through the mitzvah. They tell you bara. The shebus yitzara. So that's what we have to learn from. That's what we have to learn. A person is Isaac. A person who starts up a Yiddish shtib has to realize the mitzvah is the yash of the world. The goyim don't really have a bias. They live hefka, they live on the street, they don't have a bias. They're not Anshei Yishuv. The world doesn't belong to them. The world doesn't belong to them. The world belongs to those who are miyash of the world. The Yidu, the Indian, that's why he made them the outside, Bati Kunda, Bati Lubia, Bati Malkus. He's the Indian of Batim. When we mention, when we wish, we should stand there for Yidu, Shtib. Shtib means, this is you bring in Tachnis. They don't have a list of Mishpat on the cloud. Even the Muslim of Mishpachah, the Yaakovim is split up into Shvatim, and Shvatim is split up into Bati Av, and it's split up into Mishpachahs. It's a Yishuv, the Kanatz. The Goyim come along and say that we're in Amat Gaziza. The Goyim come and find them that we're in Amat Gaziza. And we show them that we came to a Mokim, which is Toya Vavoyu, and even there we made it into the Yishuv world. Fakir, we're the Muslim Yishuv, the people. The Soinim here in Israel say that the Yishuv, the people, we're not Mispanis, we're not Yishuv, the people. Which buttons do these people have? You see Klo here in Israel by the Friar, they don't have hardly enough children. Whichever children they have, they move to Paris, and I don't know where they live to, but well, there's no Shtib, there's no Batim Bechlam. Klo Yisrael are the only ones. It's the same Pacha the Pari had, and they have nowadays. He doesn't have Shtib, he doesn't have. Look at all the buildings, can I know all the buildings for the Haredish Tzibah here in Eretz Yisrael has the greatest necessity, has the greatest tzorach for batim, for houses. There's no batim b'chlam. So they're taking over in the chanamim. That's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu made it. But you said if you set up a batim, if you set up even approval middle stars, we keep sure you're going to be conscious of that. Somebody doesn't have a bias. Somebody's not an Anshi Yishuv, he belongs in the sea. He doesn't belong in the Yishuv. In the Yishuv, the one who's Miyashuv, the Yishuv. Because he's Koyvish Yishuv, he takes over. So that's the Netzachim. That's the Netzachim that's going to come. That's the Pacha that they have. You see that we are the Anshi Yishuv. We are not Yishuv. There's a Shtib and there's a Mishpacha. That's what's called Yishuv. Nothing else is called Anshi Yishuv. A bias is Anshi Yishuv. If it's not a bias, it's Toyo Bogoy Bechoshev. And that's the life that they have. They have a life of Toyo Bogoy Bechoshev. The Shtruma coming in. The Shtruma, like in the Midbar. The Shtruma coming in. And we're being Miyashiv. We're being Miyashiv, the land. So every Yid is a field, and every Yid is a Shtib. The bills, it's like if a kid is the biggest Netzachim against the Kutba. Against the whole Indian of the Sitrachim. And that's Chutz Klal Yisrael came out of Mitzrayim. It's just all these batim that Klal Yisrael were building. We were filling up the land. And that's the Chutz that we came and we stayed in. And that's the Chutz that we have. That's the Chutz that we have at Yisrael today as well. So in Stam you see there's also the Beis HaMikdash was the same Nekuda, the Kohenim and Levim. The Kohenim and Levim were Aniyim. The Rambam in Hilchos Matnas, the end of the Matnas Aniyim talks about the Trumas HaMais was the Chelik of Hilchos Matnas Aniyim in the Rambam. And the Beis HaMikdash was the Mokhan Yishuv in the world. The whole Hashpa of the whole world came to the Beis HaMikdash. The Kohenim and Levim, they were doing Avodas Hashem the whole day. And they're sitting and doing Avodas, they were working, doing Avodas Hashem. That was the Miyushuv. The Yishuv Olam was the Beis HaMikdash. Now this as well, the Yishuv Olam, the Yidin, the Kain Torah Mitzvahs, the Yidin, the Shtelmah, the Yidin, the Shtiv, the Yidin, the Shekindelach, that's the bias, that's being the Yash of the world. All the Hashpah comes from that. The world becomes Yishuv. If the world's not the Yishuv, then everything, the weeds grow, nothing, it's nothing. You can't live it to things, it's got to be the Yishuv. The one says there, and then what's his name, and then Suvi was there, and then Zeh Lechosa there. That people want people to live in the houses. Nobody wants the house to be empty. You need to want it to be miyushiv. Miyushiv brings hashpah. Miyushiv brings tikkun, brings hashpah. Klal Yisrael is miyushiv ha'olam. Maybe we bring the hashpah. We bring other abba. We bring the hashpah to the world. So we have Kanan Hall, the big families, and we bring the miyushiv. We bring the hashpah to the world. You see, klal, they don't have miyushiv. Klal, they're not miyashiv the land. Klal, it's still not taking over. They're not miyashiv the land. We have to be miyashiv, you know, Yiddish Yeshiva and help Yiddish Yeshiva, and that's the greatest thing of Yishmael.